Hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 9 of Yap O'Clock.
I can't believe it. That's almost two full hands.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Two full hands of Yap O'Clock?
Yeah.
Who would have thunk?
And we're still yapping. Some said it couldn't be done.
And they were wrong.
They were so wrong. Shall we get to our co-stars? Yes, I haven't looked at mine all day, and I almost did, and then either. I had to swipe out of it.
All right. You look at yours first. Do you have it up? All right.
Yes.
What is it?
Oh, say yes to everything worth saying yes to today.
Ooh, okay.
Do red lights, crushes, and texting back.
Okay.
Don't performance, playing house, baby voice.
Baby voice.
Baby voice.
That's very interesting.
Baby voice.
Baby voice.
Baby voice.
That's interesting.
What about you?
Mine says, dun dun dun, expect nothing.
What
is that supposed to mean?
Ouch.
Co-star's attacking me today. Are you kidding me?
I kind of love it.
All right. Do stomping, instant coffee, cold shower. Don't plot twists, the blues, and deflation. So I'm really confused at what all of this is supposed to mean.
Did you have a cold shower this morning?
No.
Did you stomp?
Maybe.
Did you do what the other one was?
Instant coffee?
Yeah.
I had coffee today. Coffee, coffee, dingle, dingle.
Dingle, dingle.
So
I think you've done all of them.
Maybe I did my due.
Did you wash your hands with cold water?
Ooh, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that counts.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cold shower for my hands. It's fine.
My paragraph says, today, there's a little person in your head saying that it is self-centered to challenge social expectations. It's not. You just haven't accepted that your judgment pulls you apart from the people you love. Watch out. Don't test people's boundaries.
Whoa.
This month, you are ready to try someone new.
Interesting.
This is a commendable move for someone who can let their need for stability stunt relationship growth. This is a good time to practice loving other humans from a place of honesty.
Oh, that's cute.
Honestly, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
The general theme of your life during this period is to follow through on agreements and being proactive about asking for help. Loneliness is being stuck on passing ships and forgetting you know how to swim.
Whoa.
You know what? I actually did feel really lonely today.
Aww,
it was
I'm sorry.
One of those lonelinesses where it's like, what do I want to be?
Mm-hmm.
Where do I want to go? And it's like that kind of loneliness that like it creeps up on you and then it hits you when you're like in it all. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
It's like the giant wave is finally there.
Like I was fine all day. I got in my car and it was like, oh, like it hit me. Like I had just got like my life sucked out of me.
Is it just like the numbness? That's kind of what I feel.
Yeah.
When I have that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's because it's getting cold out or what, but I just got in my car and I went.
Seasonal depression is definitely a thing.
I drove home in silence.
Oh, that's when it hits really hard.
Yeah. No music. I was silently driving.
Dang.
Yeah. What's your paragraph?
Oh, hi.
All right. Lighter news.
well, maybe not lighter. My paragraph says, today is tough. You can't seem to access your intuition. There's a difference between witnessing other people's pain and taking it on as your own. Whatever you do, try not to retreat into your own world. Your work this month is to understand the difference between optimism and reality.
Mm-hmm.
When you want to correct other people's mistakes, you undermine yourself. Fail. Get up, then fail again. Mm. Do this over and over until you've trained yourself to take your lessons standing up.
Ooh.
Your main challenge right now is to question your life path. Pleasure does not have to be expensive.
Mm.
Interesting. So it's a lot of like introspection and a lot of like, to me, that kind of feels like, yeah, question your life path. Maybe we're like,
I think we're in sync.
It's just like, have an existential crisis, basically, and try to figure things out.
Shall we see what the pattern says about us?
Ooh, okay. A little remix.
Yeah, about our insyncrities.
Mm-hmm.
What on earth? November 17th, your descendant, your partners of destiny.
Whoa.
What does this mean?
I don't know.
Oh, what works best for you are partners who are emotionally supportive. Your partner should also want to commit long term.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, interesting tension.
Hmm.
If you're someone who clings to your beliefs or resists opening your mind to others. I can't speak English. I cannot speak today.
Oh, okay. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi. Opening your mind to others. Sorry. Opening your mind to other opinions. Don't be surprised if conversations or circumstances arise. You have you questioning your truth right now.
Hmm.
Interesting. Oh, finally found it. My daily vibe.
Your daily vibe.
Today, you may have some thoughts about past experiences and influences. It's your instinct to build things over time, and thinking about the past can help you see how far you've come. Just be sure to remain non-judgmental as these memories and realizations appear. I am quite the judger.
Yeah, you are.
I am judge, jury, judging. Executioner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you find whatever you were looking for?
You just keep
for?
Scrolling until it says your daily vibe, or if there's a thing that catches your eye.
Okay, let's... Interesting tension.
Ooh, you also have tension.
Yeah, if you're someone... Oh, you already read this, so maybe it's just
not
like...
for me.
It's just everybody has interesting tension.
Maybe that's just the vibe. I mean, Thanksgiving is coming up.
That's not... My daily vibe.
Your daily vibe.
Okay, I found it. Today's a great day to spend time thinking about the influences in your life. A side of you relies on the people around you for feedback. You care what others think of you. It's okay to honor your collaborative qualities. Just be careful not to overly depend on others for your sense of identity. Okay, I feel like we've discussed this topic before about how like we as humans like crave other people's acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
But just be careful not to depend on others for your sense of identity. So
which,
like,
stand alone.
Yeah.
Do you know your the unique movie self. Quest for Camelot?
No.
He What's has that? A little musical number. He goes, "I stand alone." It's actually a really great movie.
Oh, okay.
Quest for Camelot. We'll have to watch it.
I'll have to add it to my never-ending list of movies that I have not seen ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm bad. I tell people if they ever ask me, like, if I've seen a movie. Also, ignore that noise that's like either the washer or dryer.
That's the washer.
It's the washer. Just ignore it for a second. It'll go away, I promise.
Yeah. Just if we don't make eye contact with it, it'll go away.
Exactly. Like, we're acknowledging the sound, but like, it's already gone away. So,
because
like,
you
it's
wonder
fine.
Why we're real people and we have laundry to do.
Exactly.
So you're going to hear it in the background.
Podcasters do laundry too.
Believe
They're
it or not.
Just like you.
Do you do laundry?
I do laundry. I did laundry today.
I'm doing laundry right now. That's my laundry in there.
No way!
I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, maybe one day we'll have like a little stew so we don't have to.
Yes.
But maybe the sounds are good.
Maybe it brings everybody into like real life.
Like you're here in the apartment with us,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I have laundry going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are walking upstairs.
Like, it's fine. And I feel it's really funny when people walk into our apartment and they see this table and they go, oh my God, it's the Yap O'Clock.
It's the table.
It's the Yap O'Clock place. Like,
yeah, people come and they touch the table and they go, this is the table.
Greatness happens here.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, real candidness happens here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We are so iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
ooh, what?
Wait, did you have something you want to say?
No, I was just going to go through my pattern a little bit more, but you were speaking of which, so.
I am so sick of necklaces.
Uh-oh, why?
Because I have a little necklace, right?
Yes.
And it has my name on it. It's very cute.
Uh-huh.
Whenever I wear it, the chain on it rips out the back of my hair.
Oh.
Like the neck. Like I'm bald back here.
Oh,
I feel like I'm like going bald. Every time I think there's no more hair for it to grab. And it grabs right where like it like where your neck becomes where your hair is.
Yeah.
It rips out my hair. So
Ew.
I have just snapped. Today I snapped. I took it off and I'm like, I'm buying a new chain.
Good for you.
But I'm also not a necklace person. I'm a rings and bracelets kind of girl.
You really are.
I'm not wearing mine currently, but I promise I am one.
You are. We've spoken about your jewelry before. We know you're a jewelry girly.
Yeah, you're like a ring and necklace girl.
Yes. Earring, yeah. I wear one ring, sometimes two, but I have, this necklace that I always wear. I've had it for like 3 or 4 years at this point.
Yeah.
It's just like my necklace. It's a paperclip necklace and I really like it because it's really easy to take on and off. Like it's a paperclip. It's literally a paperclip.
Now, are you a shower and your jewelry kind of
no,
girl?
No.
People who do that, you're sick. You're sick and you're demented. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I don't agree with it. I think it tarnishes your jewelry faster. Like, I mean, I don't know if you buy like real jewelry. I don't buy like real gold jewelry, but like,
why not treat yourself?
Maybe I will one day.
With the podcast money, with all the millions of dollars we're making podcast money.
With our co-star sponsorship podcast money.
Yeah, absolutely. Go buy yourself something nice. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Black Friday's coming up. Go out there, treat yourself. Cyber Monday, even. Father and I going on a date. If anyone knows who that is, please let me know. But no, if you shower with your jewelry on, you are sick in the head. Mm-mm. And you get what you deserve. Like, the people that get, like, permanent jewelry...
I don't understand that.
That would make me freak out.
That scares me.
What if you get caught on something?
Exactly. What if you get caught on something? What if you don't want to wear that day? Why are you committing to, like, a permanent piece of jewelry on you? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it. It gives me anxiety. Mm-hmm. I hate it.
I don't like it. Like, for me, it's just, like... If I had a necklace stuck on my neck, I'd get some bolt cutters.
Uh-huh.
And, like, showering. Like, you're, like, you have to move it, and it's, like... And then you have, yeah, like, a wet chain around your neck.
Yeah, no, it's gross. And, like, I don't know. I don't like it.
I don't know. Now, sometimes I do wash my hands with my rings on.
Yeah, I do that, too.
I'm too lazy to take them off.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's different.
That is different.
I'm not standing in the shower with my 24-karat magic gold in Bruno Mars. 24-karat?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's different, showering in jewelry versus, like, washing your hands with rings.
If you guys want to defend yourself in the comments, I won't read any of it because you're wrong. Sorry.
And that's all she wrote.
That is all she wrote. That's all she yapped about. That's all she yapped.
That's all she yapped.
Did we just come up with a new phrase?
I think so.
That's all she yapped.
I really like that. When we're, like, complete with a,
that's all she
with
yapped.
A statement, with a... That's our closing statement for the whatever stories we're talking about. That's all she yapped.
And that's all she yapped. That's all she cared to yap about.
That's all she cared to yap about.
I think it was no longer yap o'clock. I checked the time and she was done. It wasn't yap o'clock anymore.
It was past yap o'clock.
Oh, not 30 past yap.
Oh. I love this, like, making puns about our podcast name.
Puncast.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that so much.
I couldn't tell if your silence was good or bad. You were looking at me with a face.
It stunned me. I was silenced.
I've got that effect on people.
You stunner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's you. I said it. It's true.
That's all she yapped.
And that's all she yapped.
Wow.
Case closed.
It's been solved.
Mm-hmm.
BuzzFeed solved.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's the new show.
Absolutely. Which, I was going to wait to talk about it.
Just speak about it now. Speak your truth.
So I've been trying to declutter my life a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that I was buying things to fill the void in my life. And
whoa,
then I decided,
who does that?
What?
What? That exists? Uh-uh.
No. Just me. And then I decided, well, I'm going to start spending my money on experiences instead.
Mm-hmm.
Because why not? YOLO.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I did the thing, and I bought YouTuber merch.
Oh.
And it blew up in my face.
No.
Do we all know BuzzFeed Unsolved?
Mm-hmm.
Shane and Ryan.
Yeah.
They left to go start Watcher.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. I listened to their podcast. They had it was like an amusement park podcast, and they talked about fun facts about certain rides, and mm-hmm. I loved it. Ate it up. Loved all their shows. Watched all their stuff. Bought merch because I loved past tense. That's the one I'm speaking in past tense. Mm-hmm. Loved Puppet History. Thought it was a phenomenal format. And then they decided to shoot themselves in the foot so majorly.
Yeah.
It made me stop watching their stuff. Mm-hmm. Cold turkey.
Boycott.
And I still am subscribed because I like watching their numbers get lower and lower mm-hmm. every time. Because you know what they did, right?
Yeah.
You guys know what they did. They were a tiny company, finally in the green, and then they decided, also this is from my understanding, I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What they did was, they were like, well, we're going to start a streaming platform, pay us this money, but they weren't making enough content to support a streaming platform, not yet. They were making like one show every month.
Mm-hmm.
To have a streaming platform, you need to be making multiple shows, releasing throughout the week.
Yeah.
And like having a reason. There was no selling point. It was mm-hmm. just like, oh, well, we want to make more money off of you.
Yeah, no. Once you start using people for money, that's mm-hmm. when things get dicey.
Yeah. And I remember being like, wow. Like, I thought that they would never
mm-hmm.
be touched. And now I have this YouTuber merch. I bought a beanie and I have a hat from Puppet History that says Learn or Perish. Hilarious. And mm-hmm. I have a mug that says what is it? Same shit, different DM.
Yeah. Oh, that's from them?
Yeah. Now that is a perfect coffee mug. So I'm going to be keeping it. It's like the perfect size for like mm-hmm. a cup of coffee. But it's like I have their beanie and their Christmas sweater. And it's like, I don't really want to wear this ever again.
No.
So I was really conflicted and I got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them.
You're so brave.
And it really broke my heart. The way that I thought they were good enough to not.
They were not good enough.
Tempted by greed.
Mm-hmm.
And people want to say it was just Stephen Lim. He was the main CEO. They mm-hmm. were co, I believe. They still had say in the company.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like people wanted to pretend like it was just Stephen.
There's one bad guy.
And make him. In my mind, it's all three of them.
It's everybody. You're all in cahoots.
They're all in cahoots. Like, yeah. They used to make videos that were in the millions. And now their videos aren't passing 400,000.
Which is insane.
Which is insane.
That's an insane cut. Like, I know 400,000 views on a video in general is, like, massive. Crazy. But if you're going from a million to 400,000, that's, like, that's over 50% of a cut.
Let me look.
That's so bad for company morale, too.
Oh, absolutely. And they had this one show called Weird Wonderful World, mm-hmm. and they finally brought it back, but I didn't care anymore.
No.
I didn't want to hear, I didn't mm-mm. watch it. So, okay, so a year ago, they posted one of their random ones. So their Ghost Files, they got 3.5 million views.
Mm-hmm.
The one that they just posted today. Okay, let's see. That one almost has a million views, but the one.
But 3.5 million versus 1 million? Crazy.
Okay, so their Ghost Files stuff is still doing good, but everything else, not getting anywhere near over 400 on average mm-hmm. from what I'm just seeing.
I feel like that makes sense, though, with the Ghost ones because they did do BuzzFeed Unsolved, and mm-hmm. I really liked watching that.
Yeah.
I liked the different seasons, like how they focused on like ghost stories and then true crime.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense that the Ghost ones or whatever you said. I think
the ghost ones,
that those ones are doing well because that's where their original sell. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so mm-hmm. it's just been really interesting. I mainly am subscribed because I'm curious to see what their numbers are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not watching their stuff.
Nope.
Quite frankly, I don't care anymore because they, in my mind, they finally showed face
mm-hmm.
after all these years. And I was like, yeah. Wow, you just think like, you know a guy,
your true colors.
Parasocial relationships, they'll get you.
I know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll disappoint you.
And it was crazy that people, like, they would never, you don't know them.
Exactly, you don't know them. You
don't know them.
You think you know them, but you don't.
Yeah, it's like, you know Bo Burnham?
Mm-hmm.
We think we know you.
Yeah.
Bars, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Not even in the court, like in like the being famous. We think we know you. Overall, no. Just anybody.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. Bars.
Bars.
Bars. I would like to transition.
Okay. What would you like to transition to?
So, back in early November, right? I left for Ohio.
Yes.
I was in Ohio. Now, I don't know if we've really talked about this. I grew up in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I spent 17 years of my life there, graduated, grew up, born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
It was after that I moved to Las Vegas and I went to college there. And I always thought that, you know, Vegas. So what I say is Vegas is my heartland. Ohio is my homeland.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back to my hometown and I was hit with the most devastating realization.
What was it?
I don't belong there anymore.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
And I knew in my heart I didn't belong there. It's like, but when you know, I'd gone a few times before then. I was like, oh, well, like, you know, this is kind of like home, but like, I don't know. And then I went this last time and I was like, I don't belong here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even fit in with the people. Like, I don't fit in with my friends, like, I went to high school with.
Mm-hmm.
Not my gamer ones. You know who you are. like the people I went to high school with, not you two, you know who I'm talking to. Anyway, sorry. I don't even think they watch this, but if they are, I'm not talking about you two. But like the people I went to high school with, and like, I don't know you anymore. And I'm not who I was. I've changed so much. I was a girl with short, pixie cut, shaved sides of my head, blonde tough. I was chubbier. I was closed off. And now I'm me.
You're you.
I'm me.
You've stepped into yourself.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know. Like, I posted a TikTok that was, I think it said, like, you can go back, but there's nothing left for you here.
Yeah, you posted that. And
kind of popped off, Loki.
Might I add, I'm really proud of the comment that I left on there. And yeah. I said that you outgrew the place that grew you.
That was so gas. Like, you cooked. Sous chef in the kitchen. Cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's such a sad thing to, like, go back to your place and realize, like, you don't belong there anymore.
Yeah, because you go there looking for something familiar, some solace, and...
It's nowhere to be found.
No. It just made me sad being there. Because I was, like... I think about the many realities of myself where I never left Ohio. That's a dark, dark thought I don't try to have often. But when I was there, I was like, what would have become of me if I had never left? I can't even imagine a future where I didn't leave. And that's crazy.
Yeah, because I feel like you're so yourself. Like, even when I met you, you were so authentically you.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, she knows herself. She knows what she is about. And
which is crazy because I never thought that about myself.
But you exude that energy and like other people can pick up on it. And I'm like a really good, not to brag, but like I'm a really good like judge of character. And like I can pick up on those vibes instantly. And I was like, she is confident. She knows herself.
Which is crazy because when like, I she's first it. Met you, I thought I was like a little baby. And I was like, I don't know what's going on. And I'm scared and you know.
Yeah. And I was that way too. And I think it's great that we found each other and that we're growing up together.
Together. We become, like, you know that thing is like we were girls together? We became women together.
Yeah, and exactly. And I think
that's so much more interesting.
It's so impactful to have a friend like you. And to, like, we've only known each other less than 2 years.
Yeah.
But we've had already such a life and we've gone through so much.
Highs and lows. Crazy highs, crazy lows.
Crazy highs, crazy lows. Yeah. Like, it's insanity. And, like... we're having all these epiphanies, these like big feelings. And I'm so glad that I have somebody like you to talk about those things because like it's, you know, it's tough.
And I truly feel like you get me. You get this. We're, we do similar things at the same time. We're always linked.
Yes, 100%. Even if we don't know it, like we're doing the same things at the same time. Yeah. Or the other day, like I came home and I had gotten coffee from a place and
a place that is kind of canceled, but I really needed it.
Right, exactly. It was just like a rough day. We needed it. And like I walked in with this cup and you were like, oh, you went to insert coffee shop name here. And I went, yeah. And I was like, what did you get? And you said certain drink name here. And I went, oh my God, I got certain drink name here.
The same drink.
The literal same drink.
And same size, same drink.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh my God, we're 20s. Like, we didn't even know we were 20s.
Because I was about to text you and ask if you wanted something.
Oh,
and
I went,
it was like late. I was like, I don't think she'd want coffee this late. You walked in, waltzed in.
Yeah.
With your non-specific coffee brand.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was so funny.
I think that's, I don't know.
Like, even when we don't mean to do the same things, we still do the same things.
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious.
Absolutely.
I think that's true friendship.
Yes. Now, speaking of that, do you feel, like, similar about going back home to Philly?
Yes, actually. Like, I feel like such a different person that I've moved down to Florida. Like, I feel like I also think about if I had never left, like, where I would be. 'Cause when I decided to leave home... I was depressed. I was like, I need a change. I'm going to go crazy here. And I was in a really like not like a super dark place, but I had come out of a super dark place. But I was still depressed. I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I'm feeling so unfulfilled, so unhappy, and like I don't know where to go from here. And I said, let me move down to Florida and, you know, start a new job and meet new people and kind of get out of my comfort zone all the way. And also, don't worry about
Don't worry about that sound again.
Like nobody hears it.
I'm pretty sure it's almost done anyway.
Exactly. Like, it's about to say done, like, in just a second. So, like, I'm just going to keep talking so you can't hear So, we were talking about hometowns, and I totally lost my train of thought.
You were really depressed when you left Philly.
I was really depressed, and I'm so glad that I came down here. But when I go back, I'm just like, this place grew me, but I outgrew it.
Yeah. Now, sorry, I just punched the microphone. Well, there should be a kind of, I think I've done it every episode, I gesture into the microphone.
I was thinking about that idea. I have to comb back through the footage and
get
be
a
like,
ding count of all the times I've punched this thing.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing. I go back home. It doesn't feel like home. I come here. It also doesn't feel like home.
Yeah.
And it's this, I'm in this weird limbo.
It's an intermediate state.
Absolutely. And it's like Vegas is kind of like home, but it's home because my mom and my sister are there. No shade on my dad.
Right. Sorry, dad.
Sorry, dad. Oops. But it's like Vegas helped mold me. Like awaken
stepping stone
who I was. Coming here was very important for me, but it's like if I die and am buried in Florida, it's because I died on accident and they didn't know where to put me.
Yeah,
I don't want to die here. I don't want to have a family here. It's like, but then it's weird because it's like, where do I belong?
Yeah.
And now I'm in this, I think this is why I'm so like lonely feeling, because I'm like, where do I belong? I know the people I want to belong with, but where can grow roots?
Exactly. I have the same exact thoughts. Like I was having this conversation actually with my mom a little bit ago, because like my grandparents, they came from Portugal, and I was like, how did they land on Philly? And how are they just like,
through a dart.
Like, let me just move to a different country where I don't speak the language and just go to a random, you know, Philadelphia. Like, that's crazy. How did my mom and my uncles also decide to stay in our hometown and just not move out of it? Like, what happened? Why didn't you want to go somewhere else? Like, did they feel that like assuredness of, okay, I want to settle down here? Or was it just convenience? Did they have these deep thoughts that I'm having?
Yeah.
Or were they just like, okay, everybody's here, I might as well stay here? Do they feel unfulfilled? Like, I think so deeply into these topics. And yeah, like, I think about that too. I don't know where I want to settle down. I know I don't want to settle down here.
No.
And it's just like, number one, when am I going to settle down? Number two, where am I going to settle? Like, it's just, it's all up in the air. It's a weird, like you said, like limbo intermediate state that is just like, what the heck? But I don't know. It's strange. And it's like, the world is so big and the country is so big.
And our country has so many different like types of landscapes.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what kind of, where do you want to go?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very confusing.
Well,
for sure.
Now, you talking about wondering if your parents ever had desires. I found out that mine did.
Ooh.
And I couldn't tell if that made me happy or if it broke my heart.
Interesting.
My mom has always dreamed of living in New York City, but not now New York. And that's another crazy thing, is that she's like, this is not, New York is not the city it once was.
No, it was not.
And it's like, you know, it's, I, you know, she, I tried to fall in love with New York like she did. I couldn't. Genuinely, I couldn't.
Yeah.
And, you know, she goes now and she's like, it's not what I, when she was 20, she was like, it's not the same. The city isn't alive anymore. And so she had these dreams, but now what she wants doesn't exist.
Exactly. And like, how sad is that?
Yeah.
You're looking for a reality. You're craving a reality that does not exist anymore.
And my dad, I found this out recently. He wanted to go to Hawaii State and study like marine biology, but like the ocean plates and the tectonic stuff. And I was like, cartography, whatever. Sorry.
Something.
Or he wanted to design cars. He's always been a big car guy, and like he draws cars. And like, I found like old car designs from him when he was in high school. And I was like, my parents had dreams. And then follow up question, did I take that from them?
Ooh. And it's like a tough thing because like you didn't ask to be born.
That, and it's like, and my parents growing up when they were younger, they didn't have a lot of money. So they couldn't afford to do any of this.
Yeah.
And now they can.
But
they feel like they're too old. Like my mom graduates college in 2025, May of 2025, and she's going to wear my cap and gown.
Oh, really?
Because I graduated first from UNLV.
Oh my God. Wait, that's so cute.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, maybe I did, you know, if I said this to my parents, I'd be like, no, you didn't take our dreams. But it's like, you know, Billy Joel.
Yes, I do.
He says, like, create dreams, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Vienna. The song Vienna.
Yeah.
Vienna waits for you. A powerful song, by the way.
Really is.
Yeah. Which we can talk about. I can talk about Billy Joel for a long time. But, like, you know, now they've found other dreams to follow.
And you know what's fun? Like, you're talking about that, and then I'm thinking about in Tangled, at the very end of Tangled, when it's like either Eugene dies or Rapunzel stays prisoner with Mother Gothel. And she's like, Eugene, don't die. I'll stay here. And like, what about your dream? And he goes, you're my new dream. Or you were my new dream or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he chooses to die instead of letting her be a prisoner with Mother Gothel. And it's just like, you go through different experiences. You think you're so sure of one thing. You're just like, this is my dream. And then all of a sudden something shifts and you go, you are my new dream.
Yeah.
So maybe that happened with your parents. Like you were born and you became their new dream.
Maybe. And I think that's a good way of feeling about that.
If you think about it, like, cause I know I've had those same thoughts. Like did I somehow ruin it for my parents, like that they couldn't follow their dreams.
But to be
like,
fair, we are the younger siblings, so we weren't the original ruiner.
That's true.
That's for the older one, the ones right. who came first.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, keep going.
But yeah, like it's weird because you kind of place this guilt on yourself that's almost unwarranted. Like you don't need to place this guilt on yourself, but you feel guilty for taking away your parents' dreams. And I think like, are there people out there who feel like their parents are living their dreams and like they never have had to feel guilt about taking it away? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Lucky bastards.
Know. Right. Yeah. Or maybe their parents just don't talk about ever having felt unfulfilled in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
We just have deep conversations with our parents.
I don't know. I like to be a deep thinker.
Yeah, you're a thought daughter.
We are thought daughters. And I think that is beautiful.
Well, now here's a thing that when I think about it for too long, it makes me like, I either feel sick or it makes me want to cry. Going back on people, thinking about them and how we impact them. When I think about all of the women in my family that came before me and all the things they had to live through, it makes me sick and sad.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because it's like, so if I could get any wish granted in the world, it would be that I want to meet and speak to every single person that is in my direct lineage. I want to know their stories. I want to, even the cavemen.
Yeah.
And I want no language barrier. I want to see their life. And like, because there's this saying where it's like, how many times has your face looked at itself in the mirror?
Yeah, exactly.
How many times have your eyes seen themselves? Because my eyes are from my mom, which she got from her father. Where did he get it from? Don't know. But, you know, when did this trait that I have become a trait in my family?
Yeah.
And, you know, what is the, like, specifically women in my family? Because it's like, I come from farmers and, like, Italian people. And, like, what did they do? What did they... you know
what,
and like what did they have to sacrifice, especially as women back in the day?
Yes.
What did they have to sacrifice to survive in order for me to be standing here today? What man did they have to forcibly get married to keep their family afloat, and then they had kids and those kids kept going? Like the major sacrifices that they made in their lifetime ended up with me being alive today.
It's like all these women passing the baton, and right now you have the baton.
Yeah.
And you're just, you can't look back yet. You're just like,
yeah,
I'm still running.
Mm-hmm.
But then, You know, like it's such a thing.
Yeah. Or I just think about that. Like how many times people have looked at the moon since the beginning of the Earth?
Yeah.
Whatever you believe, the theory of evolution or not, microorganisms stared at the moon.
Right.
And it's just like,
I don't know. The moon is there.
It's always been there. And it's like, how many times have family members of mine just looked at the moon and hoped for the future? And I do this. Where did my mannerisms come from?
Yeah.
I learned them from someone who learned them from someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I genuinely, when I think about that too long, it makes me ill with grief.
Yeah.
And also I'm curious, but it's sometimes I think about it too long and I'm like.
I think it's a weird feeling, feeling guilt or grief about something or situations that we have no idea about.
Yeah. And no control over.
No.
It happened hundreds of years ago.
It's is it tied to our souls somehow?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know.
So my sister played one of the newer Lara Croft games, or maybe one of the older, I can't remember. But her dad was trying to find the cure for immortality.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of his journal entries, he wrote, perhaps we are immortal through our children.
Ooh.
Because they carry us on.
That's true.
And that really impacted me at, 14.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because do they live on? Are they immortal in me?
Mm-hmm.
Even the bad people that I descend from, the good and the bad, they are forever immortalized in me, and they'll be immortalized in the next generation.
I'm pretty sure there is a song from The Lion King, and it's called "He Lives." He lives in you. Yeah, exactly. And it's just you really pass down all these characteristics, all these memories that you don't even know from all your ancestors.
Yeah, and you probably carry their pain.
Yeah.
And their joy.
Mm-hmm.
You carry all of it.
Got to go through all that emotional healing to break the generational trauma.
Absolutely. You're not just doing it for you, you're doing it for them.
You're doing it for the next generations as well.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Bars. I don't know. Let us know if you guys ever think about the people that come before you. Yeah, even if you don't know them at all.
Do you guys have these deep thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know.
Yeah. Well, just another thing. For example, I'm the youngest in my family, and some of my grandparents were too old, or they died before I could get the family history.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've become the family historian, and I'm trying to find all this information that is just truly lost to time.
Yeah.
Makes me angry. Why couldn't you write it down? Be a little bit more.
And then you think about it, how many people's stories got lost?
Mm-hmm.
They lived. I know for me personally, I'm living my life and I'm I want to make an impact for years to come after I'm gone.
Yeah.
And it's just I don't think my story is going to be lost because we have so many forms of media and all this kind of stuff.
What if we become lost media?
I hope not.
That's why I post have my journal.
On way too many media channels.
That's true.
To be lost media for good, but all these people that came before, they wanted to make an impact in their life, and I'm sure they did. They made an impact on a lot of people, but it wasn't a noted impact anywhere. It wasn't written down in a newspaper. What if writing didn't exist back then? Or what if nobody told their story, or they never got to tell their story?
Yeah, Anne Boleyn. Boylan? Anne Boleyn? Boylan?
Yeah.
However you say her last name.
Yeah.
The wife of Henry the Eighth.
Yes, Henry the Eighth.
Yes. She was such a prominent figure, and yet we know nothing about her because all traces of her were wiped off of the face of the earth for the most part. Give or take a few things. But I don't know. Okay. I also think about ofrendas and putting pictures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're forgotten. It's only inevitable. It's inevitable that you'll be forgotten.
Yeah. One day somebody's going to stop telling your story.
Yeah. No. And whether it's because the family gets too far down the line, or just maybe your family gets wiped out, and then that would make me tweak. I think about that. What if I followed having an ofrenda? I would just have to live with the fact knowing that when I'm in the land of the dead, that I'm still on a timer.
Yeah.
Because I'll be forgotten for sure.
Yeah, watching the movie Coco really put that into perspective for me. I was just oh my God, last death.
It's a second death.
You disappear from that world. And it's just where do you go after that? We don't know.
You know what I want to know?
Huh?
Is there a family out there with the longest ofrenda? Like an Ofrenda you can date all the way back. Is that a thing?
Maybe.
Let me Google it.
I don't know.
You keep talking about your fear of the second death.
But also, maybe it can't be that long because photographs had to exist.
No, but like before photographs, they would make like clay models of people.
Oh, really?
Or like have like things that they liked. So they had other ways of...
of honoring them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like they would usually make like little dolls or things. That's what I read. I could be wrong. I don't know. What was I Googling?
Family longest, with the world's longest Ofrenda. Yeah, no, because that kind of interests me too, because I know it's also somewhat like of a cultural belief. Like I know Portuguese people, I don't think they celebrate the Day of the Dead, or at least they don't celebrate it to the point that they do with like the flower petals and crossing over. That's the one day a year, all that kind of stuff. Like,
and then pets on top of that also are included.
I hope my pets come back and like they visit me. I love them so much and I miss them. I hope they're with me, even though I feel like they are.
I'm not getting a straight up answer because when they think largest, they're thinking size. I mean like longest running.
Longest lasting Ofrenda.
Longest.
Or maybe not longest, but like the previous like. I don't know.
How do we even Google that?
I have no idea.
Longest,
the most antique Ofrenda. Tree
Ofrenda.
I don't know. I love how we're actively Googling here on
this
the podcast.
Is like, I gotta know
this
now.
This is like hard hitting information.
We're about to wrap this up. Now I've got to Google shopping. Who do you
We're not gonna shop for an Ofrenda.
That sounds like...
What is happening?
Okay, hold on. What was I Googling? Longest,
like the most backdated Ofrenda. The words are on the tip of my tongue, and I can't think about it right now.
8 oldest family trees ever.
Oldest family trees, but is that an Ofrenda?
No,
it's not. I don't know if we're gonna get this answer. If
who has the longest documented family tree is educator Confucius.
Hmm.
Is the Chinese philosopher. 80 generations.
Whoa.
2 million members. What about him? He's got Genghis Khan having a run for his money.
That's insane, man.
Because they're just telling me like things about...
about family trees.
Yeah, and now they're talking about the royal bloodline. I didn't ask.
No, because those are well documented.
Yeah, like I'm talking about a random family.
Mm-hmm. And maybe, I mean, that random family is probably out there somewhere. What if they don't want the attention, or what if they're just not recognized? You know what I mean?
I think we should really have a conversation about people coming forward, being like, this, my family, a friend that goes back 3,000 years.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. Okay.
Let's see. Let's do some networking. Anybody listening to the podcast, if you guys know anybody who has an Ofrenda and can talk to their people and see who has the one that's the longest running. Or dates back the earliest.
Maybe it's you.
Maybe
do you have the longest running family Ofrenda, as in longest lineage confirmed? Mm-hmm. Or not even confirmed. Adoption exists.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. You, if you're you, you can be on our podcast and speak about it. How about that?
And teach everybody about Ofrendas and why yours has been preserved for so long.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That would really interest me.
Yeah.
All right, let's find you.
Yeah, well, so you can leave a DM down in the comments below. We'll get back to you in 2 to 3 business days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
I think that wraps it up nicely with a little bow.
That's all she yapped.
And that's all, ladies and gentlemen, and that is all she yapped. Ladies and gentlemen, non-binary friends, that is all she yapped. Thank you so much for coming to episode 9 of Yap O'Clock. And we'll see you on the next one.
Bye. Bye.